don't be lonesome tonight.
Get your tickets to A Night in Vegas so that you can hit the blackjack table after you're done hitting the books.
Okay, all I have to do is subtract 3 from the left side of the equation and then solve for x.
Maybe we can start with an easier question?
Or accept I'm going to fail.
You can do this. You just have to focus.
On something else.
One kiss.
Oh. Well, I'm assuming this is why you're failing math.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Emergency school board meeting. I thought you came early to study.
Allie and I were just taking a break.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Torres.
You know, that stink bomb gave you an extra day to study. Don't waste it.
Mm-hmm. Great. And your mom thinks I'm some skank like Bianca who makes out with a different guy every week.
No, she doesn't. She just can't accept I suck at school. So, where were we?
About to conquer quadratics. I won't be the reason you bomb this exam.
You won't be.
Looks like you lost that loving feeling.
Yeah, Simpson's still in there with the woman from the school board.
You don't think they'll cancel Vegas night because some jerk set off a stink bomb, right?
Possibly. They had to evacuate the entire school, reschedule exams.
Wow, Mrs. Torres, I assure you, once we find the students responsible, they will be punished.
Yeah. I know, with the same severity as the boys who haze my son, right? Degrassi's on our school board's watch list. Bullying, low test scores, and now a prank that caused my sons to miss an exam. One more incident, and that could be another principal's problem.
Well, the school board's recommended that I cancel your Vegas night.
Sir, we've already paid for the equipment.
Mm-hmm. If we drop the axe now, cancel will be in the red for years.
Plus, it's unfair to punish the entire school because of one bad apple.
Exactly. That would be the opposite of fair.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, does this mean you're on our side?
I want you to double the amount of chaperones, and if there's any sign of trouble...
We'll contact you immediately.
Okay, I trust you two. Don't do anything to change that.
Hiding from the popo?
I'm just looking for a book.
Saving the world one stink bomb at a time. I knew it was you.
Someone had to stop Fitz from fighting Adam. 1 second more and he would have kicked Adam's butt.
I was the one he was gonna kill.
Simpson's coming over. He knows I did it. I'm gonna get expelled.
3-day suspension max. And only if you get caught.
Maybe I should just confess, throw myself at his mercy.
Well, let me handle it. Sir, I hate to be a rat, but I think you should question Mark Fitzgerald about the stink bomb. Heard him bragging about it.
Claire, is this true?
Possibly.
Okay. I'll look into it.
Justice has been served.
If Fitz finds out...
I'll handle it. Now, let's talk about something more important, like how you're gonna thank me for throwing Simpson off your scent.
What'd you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. I have a French exam.
I think you just passed it.
Okay, so for this one, you just divide both sides of the equation by 3, and that way you've isolated the variable. Simple, right? Quadratics. So quadratics, just remember that ax squared plus bx plus c equals zero. That's what it should look like. From there, you can go ahead and do your own thing. You got it?
Ow, what? Sorry?
Dude, the exam's in 2 hours. You have to learn this.
Look, believe me, I've tried. I just don't understand why my mom forces me to take university track math when I can barely handle long division.
I have a problem you could solve. The zipper on my hoodie's stuck.
I guess I could take a look.
How could I ever thank you?
I'm sure he'll find a way. What, we were just talking.
Yeah, it looks more like flirting.
You will have exactly 2 hours to complete the exam. Exams are in 3 sections.
How much time was involved?
Allie, that is none of your business.
What? If you want me to analyze the situation, I'm gonna need details.
Well, you're not getting that one. Just tell me if you think that means Eli's over his dead ex-girlfriend.
Well, given the limited information you've provided, there's only one way to find out.
I promised I wouldn't push.
Claire, you have no other option. In 24 hours, you go to your grandma's house for a break. Do you know what could happen in 2 weeks? Eli could meet some cute girl at the car wash. She asks if he's taken. He's not sure. Next thing you know, those two are making out during the hot wax cycle.
He said he needed time.
That girl at the car wash does not care. She's ruthless. So, was the kiss good?
Really, really good.
Then make sure you get to keep doing it.
No more talking. Exam starts now.
Viva Las Vegas.
Guess I shouldn't have left my sunglasses in my suitcase.
No champagne eyes.
I got through my deposition sober. I can get through anything.
And your anti-anxiety meds?
Are in my purse if I need them. My plane back to New York leaves soon. So if the judge is satisfied, the defendant requests a goodbye hug.
I can't believe you're missing Vegas night.
My mom thinks it's best I go back with her. And honestly, I could use a break from all the excitement.
2 weeks without a coin. How will I survive?
Well, I'm sure President Bhandari will help.
Fiona.
Come on, Holly J, don't deny it. I was blitzed last week, not blind. I know you and Sam are swapping spit.
I'm just having fun.
Well, don't have too much. Still expect you to marry my brother someday. Oh, I almost forgot. I brought something for you to remember me by. In case you need something to wear tonight.
Thank you very much, but this dress is staying in the bag.
Science exam done, only math to go, and rumors are rampant. Quadratics are definitely on it.
Great, something else I don't know.
Last minute cram session. Who's that?
Your new girlfriend.
Why is Bianca sending you sexy photos?
I don't know.
I'm killed.
No, don't give her the satisfaction.
But you're my boyfriend.
Yes, and I'll take care of it.
So I have nothing to worry about?
Only teaching me quadratics before the bell rings.
Fine.
How was your French exam?
Way too long.
Does this mean I have a date to Vegas night?
Depends. Do we get a corsage?
Just spent an hour in Simpson's office. Someone told him I set off the stink bomb.
Me and my loose lips.
Not so lippy now, are you? What's a guy gotta do to get you out of his grill? This isn't over. Dude's a menace. Someone needs to teach him a lesson.
Because that worked so well last time. Can't you two just kiss and make up?
He's not really my type.
I'm serious, Eli. Someone is gonna get hurt.
The only way to avoid a bully is to keep him scared.
Or you could lay low with your girlfriend.
Twist my rubber arm. Girlfriend.
Did you get my text?
Hey, I have a girlfriend.
So?
So you can't be sending me sexy photos.
You didn't like them?
No, I did. It's just I...
You have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like you had one this morning. Why should the biggest catch at school just settle for one girl?
I like Allie.
I don't care. Listen, change your mind. I'll be in the boiler room at 4. No strings. Remember, what girlfriend doesn't know won't hurt her.
Final exams of the semester. For those among you that hoped yesterday's stink bomb would save you, I applaud your optimism. Phones.
Holy crap. Is that Bianca?
Note the rose tattoo on the lower back.
I guess she's a romantic at heart.
I know, it's not fair. They put all these hot girls in our school and we're expected to just choose one.
You regretting your decision?
No, I like Allie more than any other girl I've ever dated.
Phones.
Yonkov asked me to the boiler room.
Oh, man.
I know, dude, divulge.
Well, that's where people go to hook up.
Oh, wait. Hook up, you mean like...
Orally.
No strings attached.
Anytime you get intimate with a girl, there are strings attached. You're not actually considering it.
Because that would be wrong? I don't know.
Ask Allie.
Gotcha.
Okay, you have exactly 2 hours. Make them count. Two, please. Thanks.
Two tickets. Quite a gamble. That boy of yours might not make it to Vegas tonight.
Hurting Eli won't solve anything.
Dude set me up.
Because he was trying to protect me. I set off that diversion to stop you from fighting Adam.
Good to know.
So you'll leave Eli alone? I'll come clean to Simpson. I'll tell him you weren't responsible. Anything.
Anything?
That doesn't involve breaking a commandment.
Got plans for tonight?
Kinda, yeah.
Break them. Fitzy needs a date to Vegas night. Or I put your little boyfriend in the hospital.
If I go with you, you'll leave Eli and Adam alone.
As long as they stay out of my face. Take it or leave it.
Pencils down. Could I have your paper, Mr. Torres?
Hey, how'd it go?
Fine.
So easy, right? I bet you laughed when you saw that last question.
Which one was that?
The area of a sphere. We went over that like a million times. You got 8, right?
Yep, 8.
And that question with the train? Did you remember what to do when N was less than 20?
Allie, stop it.
Why? What's wrong?
It's just, the exams are over. I think we should start focusing on something else. Like how we're gonna spend the next 2 hours.
I'll be at Claire's getting ready for Vegas night.
Right.
But I can cancel.
No, it's fine, go.
Okay, but don't forget me.
I won't.
The correct answer is I couldn't, but that'll do. Look, I'm sure you did fine on the exam.
Yeah, me too.
It. How could you date that bastard?
It's one date to a school-sanctioned event.
Yeah, I'm sure Eli snapped a gasket. Wait, you haven't told him yet?
I will as soon as he's out of his history exam. I'm doing this for him, for us. He'll understand.
And ignore that the girl he likes is going to Vegas night with his nemesis. Yeah, sounds just like him.
Okay, please tell me an ostrich started World War I. Spit it out, Edwards.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should mention World War I because, well, many say that the revenge enacted by the League of Nations on Germany post-war was responsible for the outbreak of World War II.
What is she talking about?
Claire's going to Vegas night with Fitz.
Adam, it's better to rip the bandage off.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
Fitz promised to leave you alone if I went to Vegas night with him.
And you said yes.
I want this stupid feud to be over. And if I go with Fitz tonight, I think I can make that happen.
I suppose crazier things have happened.
So you're not mad?
Just a little bit.
Good. I have an hour before I meet Allie. Coffee?
Rain check?
Sure.
Sold my only guitar. Put all my money into a broken car.
You're a big man, Fitzy. Using Claire to get back at me?
Girl came to me, man. I guess she's looking for a boyfriend who wears less eye makeup than she does.
You heard her?
And you're what, tough guy? That's what I thought. But don't you worry. When we have sex, I'll be gentle.
Oh, 2 weeks, no school, just rest, relaxation.
And sneaking out of your bedroom window to go on romantic dates with Drew.
Could life be any more perfect?
Depends. How pregnant do I look?
It's nothing this boa can't hide.
Oh, so unfair. Casey helped me make this baby, and I'm stuck dealing with it.
Don't worry. Once you win Next Teen Star, you'll be able to take care of the baby without him. Wow, the convent called. They want their outfit back.
Perfect. I don't want Fitz getting the wrong idea about tonight.
Okay, help me out. I thought you liked Eli.
I do.
But you're going to Vegas night with Fitz?
Fitz damaged Eli's car, so Eli tricked Fitz into getting arrested. Then Fitz tried to fight Adam, so I set off the stink bomb, which he got blamed for. So to stop Fitz from fighting Eli, I agreed to go to the dance with him. Clear?
Crystal.
Just one question. When did your life become West Side Story?
I just need to get through tonight. Then maybe Eli and I can go on a real date. If he's over his dead ex-girlfriend.
Ah, speak of the devil.
Hey.
Hey.
Can I talk to you outside?
Yeah, sure.
So what I need, so I need to get me
It's Epicac. Makes people barf.
Most guys just buy flowers.
I want you to slip in Fitz's drink.
What happened to being the bigger man?
I can't. Not anymore.
Because?
Don't be naive. Fitz is a bad guy. He wants to have sex with you.
Oh, then you're right. The appropriate response is to poison him.
I told you. This is how you control bullies. Keep them scared.
Do you know who also uses those tactics? Terrorists?
I don't understand. Whose side are you on?
I'm not sure. But I know it's not the side that poisons people.
Girlfriend.
So I've heard.
What do we do now?
Don't be nervous. I'll take it from here. I'll give you-